This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is in Beirut today, hoping to shore up the ceasefire there. It's his first visit since the 34-day war between Israel and Hezbollah officially ended. Kofi Annan's visit comes as the leader of Hezbollah says he would not have ordered the capture of Israeli soldiers if he'd known it would lead to war. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Beirut. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Kofi Annan is touring the region trying to win, if you will, implementation on the UN Security Council resolution. That calls for up to 15,000 peacekeeping troops in Lebanon. Is there any indication of how soon those troops will be deployed?
Well, Mr. Annan says he hopes significant deployment can begin this week. There are already some French troops here, a couple hundred or so, and in the south, but it could be weeks before the 7,000 troops pledged by European countries will be in place. And then the UN is still pushing for several thousand more beyond that. Some analysts here are saying it could take months, all told. The question, of course, is whether the ceasefire will hold that long. Annan is due to meet today with Lebanon's prime minister, foreign minister, some security and army leaders. He's not scheduled so far to meet either with the pro-Syrian president of Lebanon or Hezbollah leader, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, although there may be some Hezbollah members he meets when he talks with the cabinet. And then tomorrow, the secretary general is expected to go to the south, tour some of the villages there that were devastated by the Israeli bombardment.
Now, Israel's blockade of Lebanon is still on, even though the war is over. And the Secretary General is what, expected to discuss that?
It is a big topic here, especially for the Lebanese. This blockade has been relaxed slightly since the ceasefire. I arrived, for instance, in Beirut on a commercial flight from Amman, Jordan. Those have only resumed just recently. But there's still very much an economic stranglehold on Lebanon, and relieving it is very much tied up with the arrival of these peacekeeping forces. That's because Israel says it wants the area secure, and to them that means blocking any efforts by Iran or Syria to rearm Hezbollah militiamen. It's already been made clear these UN forces, by the way, will not attempt to disarm Hezbollah. But if the UN forces are stuck along the border with Lebanon and Syria as Israel wants, Syria has threatened for its part to close the border completely. And if that blockade stays in place, that could be devastating here because right now the Syrian route is the only way in for food, fuel, and all other kinds of goods here.
And meanwhile, Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, as we've just said, yesterday essentially said he had no idea Israel would respond to last month's capture of its soldiers the way it did.
That's right. He basically said if he knew then what he knows now, he would not have done it. That's the July 12th raid that led to this war. And that admission is coming as we're beginning to hear angry anti-Hezbollah comments from a few of these southern Lebanese villages that were hit so hard. Now, that's pretty extraordinary to hear denunciations of Hezbollah in the south, where it's so strong. And I must say the general mood there is still very positive towards Hezbollah. But a few villagers are condemning the militia for hiding among them and bringing Israeli missiles down upon their homes. Now, in his interview with Lebanese television yesterday, Nasrallah also said he believed Israel had planned to attack Lebanon all along. That's a theory that's very popular among people here. And Nasrallah believes the Hezbollah raid simply provoked Israel to act before it was quite ready. Now, in the past, Hezbollah has seized Israeli soldiers in an effort to arrange prisoner swaps to get Lebanese prisoners held in Israel freed. And Nasrallah said last night that a new round of talks is in the works. Israel, for its part, insists it won't negotiate with terrorists, but Israel's foreign minister is in Germany today, where officials hinted that efforts to free the soldiers are already underway.
And then Kofi Annan heads for Jerusalem, that would be Wednesday of this week. Is this right?
He goes to Jerusalem, Damascus, and several other places on a very wide-ranging trip.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Beirut. Thanks.
You're welcome.